Greetings, it's Brother Steve again with the Fountain of Life Daily Inspiration. We're going to continue with some thoughts from this this message by Jonathan Edwards, Sinners in the Hands of an Angry God. I'm going to read one paragraph from there, basically that describes a little bit eternity. Now again, this is speaking to specifically to the unconverted, those who are lost, and it's talking about the everlastingness of God's wrath and his punishment for those who reject God and reject his redemption. It is everlasting wrath. I'm quoting here from the sermon now. It is everlasting wrath. It would be dreadful to suffer this fierceness and wrath of Almighty God one moment, but you must suffer it to all eternity. There will be no end to this exquisite, horrible misery. When you look forward, you shall see a long, forever, a boundless duration before you, which will swallow up your thoughts and amaze your soul. And you will absolutely despair of ever having any deliverance, any end, any mitigation, any rest at all. You will know certainly that you must wear out long ages, millions of ages, in wrestling and conflicting with his almighty, merciless vengeance. And then when you have so done, when so many ages have actually been spent by you in this manner, you will know that all is but a point to what remains, so that your punishment will indeed be infinite. Oh, who can express what the state of his soul in such circumstances is? All that we can possibly say about it gives but a very feeble, faint representation of it. It is inexpressible and inconceivable, for who knows the power of God's anger? End of quote. So here again, it's describing how vast, how unending eternity is, and how talking about the misery of those who are lost in eternity, who along with the king that they serve, Satan, must suffer eternal vengeance of Almighty God. But it's also a reminder for us who believe that this is real, and that there's real people all around us every day who will someday be in that state, and that we have a message that we can bring to our neighbors, our friends, and whoever we might meet around us, the message of hope, the message of life, the message of redemption, the blood of Jesus to wash away our sins. I'm going to read a little bit out of Ecclesiastes again. Again, Solomon has some very wise words for us, speaking of life and the importance of redeeming the time and all those things. Here he talks about chapter 7, starting in verse 1 through verse 8. A good name is better than precious ointment, and the day of death than the day of one's birth. It is better to go to the house of mourning than to go to the house of feasting, for that is the end of all men, and the living will lay it to his heart. Sorrow is better than laughter, for by the sadness of the countenance the heart is made better. The heart of the wise is in the house of mourning, but the heart of fools is in the house of mirth. It is better to hear the rebuke of the wise than for a man to hear the song of fools. For as the crackling of thorns under a pot, so is the laughter of the fool. This also is vanity. Surely oppression maketh a wise man mad, and a gift destroyeth the heart. Better is the end of a thing than the beginning thereof, and the patient in spirit is better than the proud in spirit. So we have Solomon here presenting the idea that it's better, the end is better than the beginning. Death is better than birth. And I think the reason he's saying that is because of all the oppression and the things that he saw in this life. and that we have, and that as believers, death is actually a relief to those things. And also, that that is the final also that to think about death and sorrow and mourning is to think about what our life is all about here. It's a reminder. Better to go to the house of mourning than to go to the house of feasting, for that is the end of all men. And the living will lay it to his heart. So he's saying here that when we go to the house of mourning, the house of death, we will see and we will be reminded that that is where we also will end up. Chapter 8 and verse 2. I counsel thee to keep the king's commandment, and that in regard of the oath of God, be not hasty to go out of his sight, stand not in an evil thing, for he doeth whatsoever pleases him. Where the word of a king is, there is power, and who may say unto him, what doest thou? Whoso keepeth the commandment shall feel no evil thing, and a wise man's heart discerneth both time and judgment, because to every purpose there is a time and judgment. Therefore the misery of man is great upon him. For he knoweth not that which shall be, for who can tell him when it shall be? There is no man that hath power over the spirit to retain the spirit, neither hath he power in the day of death, and there is no discharge in that war, neither shall wickedness deliver those that are given to it. Again, just a reminder that we all must go there. Verse 6, he says, because to every purpose there is time and judgment before the misery of man is great upon him. So in everything there must be judgment at the end of life. God is going to judge everything. Every single deed that we have done, God will judge, whether it was good or whether it was bad. Verse 7, for he knoweth not that which shall be, for who can tell him when it shall be? There's a sense in which, you know, God gives us some vague idea of some of what's going to happen in the future, but there's a sense in which there's a veil, there's a curtain right in front of us. We cannot see past it. We cannot know what is beyond it. God holds that curtain, and it's that curtain is the present. Right now, all we can see is right now. We cannot see even 1 second into the future, 1 millisecond. We can just see what we know right now. There's no peering into that, past that veil. Like I said, yes, God does reveal through his prophets some general idea of some of what's going to happen sometime, but yet so vague, it's so uncertain. And then he says in verse 8, there is no man that hath power over the spirit to retain the spirit, neither hath he power in the day of death. In other words, when that day comes, when death comes, you have no power to retain your spirit, to keep it within your body. And it says, and there is no discharge in that war, neither shall wickedness deliver those that are given to it. There is no discharge. Everybody is going to face that someday. You're going to face that. Someday I'm going to face that. Someday that will be reality. You know, right now it seems like, especially if we're younger, it seems like life could stretch on for a long time yet. But we're reminded again and again, accidents, sickness, death on every hand, violence. And who knows when that end will come? Who knows what will happen tomorrow? Who knows what will happen in the next moment? Oh, that we would open our eyes to see and to understand. Someday, someday, that will be reality. Can we stop and just ponder that? Someday we will be there. We have an appointment with God. Appointment with God. We don't know when that is. Someday we will be there. I think we will end with that this morning. So God bless you all. Ponder the path of your life.